Let each of us be thankful before the Lord, grateful for salvation through Jesus Christ, who willingly gave up his life that we would have life and have it to the full. So welcome to our worship of God this morning. We have a couple of special announcements to share with, so we will ask Lily Radebaugh to come forward and share about Christmas cheer or the holiday gift event. I haven't heard that title before. Had you?
I invented that second part, the holiday gift project, because I didn't want anyone to think I was taking over the whole Christmas cheer from Cecily. Nobody can take over everything from Cecily. She does too good of a job. So I just help out coordinating more of the what most people consider the Christmas cheer, the thing that happens at the fairgrounds next month. So thank you again for having me again this year. And like I said, I'm a team member of the Holiday Project giveaway. And most of you know that this project has been going on for over 40 years. And it's something that unites the whole county. We have churches and schools, civic groups, just families, people, all come together to help the people in need during the holidays of Fulton County. And we're being told by the Job and Family Services this year that to expect our numbers to be up. Usually they send out about 1,300 applications, and this year they're expecting to send out more. And also they're expecting that a higher percentage of the people will turn that application back in. So we're planning on over 600 families being served. And I thought it'd be something different for me to share a couple quick stories of a couple of the people that came last year, and it was their first time needing help from Christmas cheer. One was a gentleman that had been a full-time truck driver all his life, and then he was losing his eyesight. So he lost his job, and he wasn't able to work anymore. And so he really needed the help last year. And then another lady that I sat with for quite a while, she was a senior citizen. She'd fill out her application, she'd come, but she couldn't quite make it into the regular area. She sat in a chair out in the kind of hallway area, and she was having a hard time. So I went out and talked to her, and she said her and her husband had always been the ones helping events like this, donating or volunteering and doing all that. And her husband had passed away that year, and because of circumstances, she was having a hard time making ends meet, and so she was in need of some help. And both of those people expressed how much it meant to them to know that in this day and age, Fulton County people still care about each other and still take care of each other. So I thought that was kind of neat to remember that it's more than just the food. It's that we're telling these people that we see them and that we care about them. So the way that it works is this year, Monday, December 4th, over at Wauseon's Fairgrounds at the Junior Fair Building, it will be extremely busy. We'll have all kinds of trucks and cars and trailers coming in with a lot of donations from the schools and the churches and just individual people. And we will have that day over 100 volunteers helping. There'll be people that can take it out of your vehicle for you. They bring it in, other ones sort it, other ones check for expiration dates. Then we inventory it in and then we put it on the shelves. Plus we have to make the shelves. So it's a very busy day and a lot of people. And it's quite interesting to see from where it starts to where it ends on Monday. And then Tuesday, December 5th, we finish up stocking the shelves and we put together cardboard boxes and we we load them with the basics. Everyone, when they shop, they start out with a box that has some cleaning supplies and some toiletries. And so we pre-make all of those boxes so we're ready to go on Wednesday. And then Wednesday, the shoppers can come in and they start out with their box and they go to the general store. And for sure, we always have blankets and towels. Oh, and first aid kits, great clips, haircut coupons, and a lot of other variety of things. And the great clips coupons, a couple years ago we started and we had a lot of good feedback. We had people tell us, this is the first time I'm getting a professional haircut in years. Or parents saying, oh good, I have a senior this year, so he'll be able to get a haircut before graduation. So, and the blankets, everyone loves the blankets, but I'll be honest, in the last few years, we can tell our quilters aren't quilting as much as they used to, and we're in need of blankets. And they don't have to be homemade or quilted. We do prefer queen size so that they fit just about any bed, but any type of blanket that you would use or that you think is pretty would be great for Christmas cheer, because we like the variety, because then they really, you see them light up. They like to take a few minutes and see which blanket that would go in their house. And some of them say that's the only new thing they get all year. So they really do like that, and we want to keep that going for them. Then Thursday, it's open for them to shop in the morning if they couldn't make it on Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back. So they were picking out the general store, their blankets and that. But then when they get done with that, they go to the grocery store. And that is set up like a grocery store. And they get to pick out their items. They get so many cereals and so many soups. But they get to pick which cereal they like and which soup they like. And there's more cleaning supplies and more personal care items and coffee and fresh potatoes and a large bundle of toilet paper for them. And then when they're done with the general store, if they have children, they get to come back in and buy or pick out brand new toys for their kids. And then on Thursday, if they didn't come Wednesday, they can come Thursday and shop. And then we tear down and clean up and we're out of there by 2 o'clock. So it's fast and furious, but it's amazing that we can service so many people in such a short amount of time. And if you see on your tree cash donation, I'm not sure if any of your angel tree items say that. That is because we buy in bulk locally certain items, because we want to make sure that box that they start out with, we know how many people are coming, so we want to make sure we have enough laundry soap and enough paper towels and shampoo and that. And also Mike Short's been great at keeping track of what people like and what they use the most of and how much donations we get, so he knows what things he should buy in bulk ahead of time. And then you also might see Angel Tree that says gift cards to fast food. And that might seem like a surprise, but a couple years ago, Jessica Short and Michelle Collins decided to give that a try, because we were having a hard time figuring out what to buy a 16, 17, or 18-year-old within our budget that they would really enjoy. And so they sprinkled those in there, and the parents loved it. They said, this way my kid after the basketball game can go with their friends to the fast food place. And so now we've turned to that, to have different gift cards like that for the teenagers, so that it's kind of hard to find something within our budget for a 17-year-old. And Christmas cheer, as most of you probably know, isn't just this holiday giveaway project. It runs all year round. Cecily and Jerry Roars run the furniture giveaway that's every Saturday from 8 to 9. So if you have furniture that you're not going to use anymore, please give Jerry a call. And he has strong guys that will come and take it right out of your house and take it to their warehouse. And then other people that are starting over that needs something can utilize your furniture. And the same with cars. People in this area, with it being such a rural area, a lot of times the reason that they're having a hard time getting to their jobs is because they don't have reliable transportation. And Cecily has, you know, she has a great network of people that can fix brakes or a tire or this or that. So even if you think your car isn't worthy of somebody, call her and talk it over with her first before you just put it in the junkyard, because a lot of times if it does need new brakes, she'll go ahead and take it, and then she has someone else that can fix the brakes before she passes it on to somebody. And so the things that we could use from you besides your prayers and your support are either buying items of donation, or coming and volunteering, or donating monetarily through FultonCountyChristmasCheer.org, or sending checks to Cheer, 209 Burke Street, Archbold, Ohio. And thank you again for your time, and have a Merry Christmas.
Good morning. I have another great way for you to share with someone else this Christmas season. Today marks the first day that the Mission Committee is launching the third annual Alternative Gift Market. The gift market is a way for St. John's to donate to Crossroads Child and Family Services. The donation that you make will enable Crossroads to purchase gifts for the kids who reside at their facility. To make a donation, you may stop at the table in the narthex. If you prefer, you can also include your donations in your offering envelopes. Just mark your offering envelope AGM or Alternative Gift Market. We are asking for monetary donations only. A lot of the kids at Crossroads are troubled emotionally and dealing with a lot of things, so they're not able to always use gifts that we think we might, you know, be helpful. So they like to have, they're very particular about the things that they want the kids to have access to. So monetary donations allow them to buy the right things for those kids. Small donations can be used to purchase things like crossword puzzles, paints and canvases, basketballs and volleyballs. Larger donations might go towards things like portable DVD players, noise-canceling headphones, and zoo passes. When you stop at the gift market table, there are donation slips available. This year they're green and red, so that you can find them easily. There's a donation mailbox to put your donation slip in your cash or check. And also there are honoree cards. These cards let, if you want to tell someone that you made a donation in their honor, a friend or a loved one or even a coworker, you can slide the card, take a card, put their name on it, stick it in an envelope, and give that to them for Christmas. The Alternative Gift Market is a great way to honor a family member, a loved one, or a coworker. Celebrate the spirit of Christmas with a donation to Crossroads Child and Family Services. Thanks, and have a Merry Christmas.
A couple of other things to be aware of. If you had attended the Cecily Rohr's presentation in October, as a kind of an introduction about Shepherd Ministry, if you heard that and want to become or willing to learn more about being a shepherd, please contact the church office. Yesterday, Evangelism Committee and some folks from the congregation helped build a new float for the Festival of Lights Parade. So that's out in the storage building, a few little details, and it'll be going down the road that night. But we're looking for volunteers to be able to walk with the float, so you can skip your morning exercise and you can walk a couple of miles that night, and you could pass out cards to the crowd. And if you could do that, please contact the church office. It's not in the bulletin, but we have membership orientation starting after church. You kind of have to wait for the pastor to get finished in the sanctuary, but you can make your way down to the tables in the gym. We will have lunch together, and then anybody who wants to learn more about St. John's, we'll share in a little time for that. And then finally, I would share that Tony Neuenschwander let me know that she and Chris are new grandparents. Their son Trevor and his wife Becca welcomed their first child yesterday, Elliot J. Neuenschwander. And J is J-A-E, and J is in honor, memory of Jeremy. So congratulations to them, and keep them in your prayers.
I'm going to start a little bit different this morning. If I think I'm a little out of balance, it's because Ben Buehr is on that side of the church. Sorry, Ben. Our opening scripture this morning, we have two selections. The first is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 14. At this time, Moses has been has been tapped to take up the lead of the Israelites. We begin at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people.' The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.'" Our second selection is taken from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 and 31. Now the apostles have been out busy. They're preaching, they're casting out demons, and they're healing. We begin at verse 30. "The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we read that even Moses was nervous about leading you, but found favor in him. Help us to remember that your presence is with us and that you will give us rest. Praise be to you. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our congregational hymns. They are joyful, joyful, we adore thee. That is the first one It's found on page number one of your red hymnal if you choose to follow along there. And then we will sing, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, and that is found on page number 59. So let us sing, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Oh,
light. Let us now greet each other in the peace of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Wait a minute. Go back and get a red hymnal. Okay. Boys and girls, before you come up today, bring a red hymnal with you, okay? And then come up. Good. Great. I caught you before you came up. I was afraid you'd come up and you wouldn't have your songbook with you. Have a seat. Good listeners. Good morning. I'm going to give you mine because you're going to need it pretty soon, okay? That's fine. Thank you. Good morning. Everybody doing okay? Good. Our scripture today comes from Matthew 11, and this is what Jesus says. Jesus is talking, and Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are tired and weary and burdened, Jesus, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who are tired and weary," and another word for that is burdened, "and I, Jesus, will give you rest." Now, what burdens, what tires us out? What makes us weary? Any ideas? What makes you weary? You got one? Go ahead. Running. Maybe you're out in that soccer field or whatever, and you're running like crazy, and at the end of the match, you're just tired.
Or throwing,
yeah. Other things might make you tired. If you've ever been sick and had the flu, your body is just tired. It loses its energy. Or maybe your teacher says to you, "Here's some homework to do tonight," and you choose to go home and not do your homework. But when she says the next day, "Where's your homework?" you say, "Oh, I did it, but I forgot it." You told a little lie. And you know what? Lies make us tired out, too. It tires our hearts out. Or maybe sometimes you disobey mom or dad, and you know you shouldn't have done it. You know that's something you shouldn't do, too. And that makes us tired out. Grown-ups get tired out. Raising a family is hard work. So even grown-ups get tired out. So we are going to do a little experiment today. Not that part, but I'll tell you in a minute what part we're going to use. We're going to do a little experiment. And I need a volunteer who's got kind of some muscle. Okay, come down here in front of me. Okay, and I'm going to take your book. Thank you. Okay, now we are going to pretend. You have all imaginations. We're going to pretend. Now this doesn't look like Jesus, but we're going to pretend this bag is Jesus. And we're going to pretend our songbooks are things that make us tired, things that make us weary, things that wear us out. So, he is going to hold the Jesus bag here, and what we're going to do, I'm going to even let you turn around the other way so they can see your sweet face. We are each going to take what worries us, what makes us tired, and we're going to give it to Jesus because he said, "Come to me, all who are tired and weary." This is our tired and weary stuff, this songbook. "Give it to me, give it to Jesus, and I will give you rest." So one by one, you can even set that on the floor for now. One by one, go up and put your songbooks in his bag. Put them in there. These are things that make us tired, make us weary, and we are giving all those things to Jesus. And I'm going to have you put that one in me for me. Okay, now sit back down. Now, turn around, and we're going to see what he thinks about this big bundle of tired and weariness. Lift it up. Oh, what do you think? Put it back down. Is it heavy? It is heavy. Okay.
I can try to pick it up.
You may try to pick it up.
I can try.
Okay, you can try to pick it up, too.
Can I try to pick it up?
You can try to pick it up. Okay, put it back down. Let the next person try to pick it up. These are heavy burdens. Jesus says, "Give them to me." Bro, he tried hard. That was good muscles. It's heavy. Oh, my. Good job. She got it off the floor. You are strong.
Yeah.
You are strong.
Wait, are you
gonna
try it?
No, just going to try it once. Just try it. You can try it, JD, though. Okay, one more time. Two more people. Okay, and then we're going to finish up our lesson. It is heavy. Oh, it's heavy, isn't it? About knocks you off the floor. Standing. Oh, Okay, now let's finish up. Now, those are just our worries and our troubles. But Jesus says, come to me all. Everybody come to me. This is just us. So what if all these people took their hymnals, took their red song books, and put them in the Jesus bag? Think how heavy that would be. That doesn't even include everybody. That's just the people in our church. What about all your classmates and all the people at school and your neighbors and your grandpas and your grandmas? What if they put all their stuff in that bag yet? And he says, everybody, even people we don't know, they're to give their burdens, give their troubles, give their tiredness to Jesus. He must really be a superhero because he can handle all that. Why would Jesus want all of our tiredness and our burdens? Why would he want all that? Any clues?
Because he's very powerful.
Because he's very powerful. Yes. And it's also because Jesus is crazy about you. Jesus loves you. He loves everybody. He's crazy about everybody. He wants to help people out. So he says, come to me, give me all that stuff, and I will give you rest. And you know what? If you do that, he's going to be beside you every single time. Let's pray. Jesus, you are so strong and powerful. Thank you that we can share our tiredness and our worries and anything at all with you, and you will be there right beside us to help us out. Amen. And don't forget to take your songbooks back, okay? Thank you for coming up, everybody.